So when you practice a yi dan, when you practice, listen to me, when you tap into your yi dan, and you do your meditation on your yi dan, and you do your yi dan's mantra, and you do offerings to your yi dan, and you do prostrations, and you do your daily meditations on your yi dan, you know what you're doing? You're making a telephone call to them. You're calling them by body, speech, and mind. Okay? So when you have a yidam, you are connecting and communing with yourself every single day. Well, some people say, why don't I do it with myself? You can. You can. But it's just easier to have something that represents something very holy. Example, Lama Tsongkhapa's body. This form of Lama Tsongkhapa's Je Te Zin Ma. Je is someone who is out of suffering. Je Zin, okay? Je means someone who is out of suffering. It's another word for Buddha. Te means life. Zin means the whole. Te Zin Ma means someone who holds your life. But it has two meanings. If you practice this form of Lama Tsongkhapa, you will gain long life. But listen to me. Some even say, I don't want to live longer because it's very unhappy. You know what? When you practice Tsongkhapa and your life is long, you will be happy. Because you stop looking at yourself, you start focusing at others. You live long. So if we love our mother and father and grandmother and children, you know what we should do? Every single year, we should do a Je Tsongkhapa retreat and dedicate it to the people we love. For example, Jinae, although she's 15 or 14, I don't know how old she is. She looks that. And her sister, Jinae, where is she hiding? Somewhere with the camera. Over there. Yeah, see. They do Manjushri retreats every year. Every year they do Manjushri retreats, and I make them dedicate it to their parents. I said, to your beautiful father, your lovely mother, you dedicate it to them. Why? Because they raised you, they gave you food, they took care of you, they educated you, they gave you everything that you have now. You should stop asking your parents for anything, but you should start giving back. How? Do retreats. So every year, these beautiful little girls, very beautiful, intelligent girls, educated, they do a Manjushri retreat every single year, and they dedicate it for their parents, for their brothers and sisters, for themselves, and give something back. You know, once we reach 18, we should stop saying to our parents, gimme, gimme, gimme. If we still say gimme, gimme when we're 18, it's shameful. We gotta give back. Maybe we don't have money to give back, but we can give back prayer and energy. When David first joined me, I mean, he's not a chicken anymore, he's a duck now. Anyway, when David would join me, he was a chicken. 5-6 years ago, he's about 24, 25. He was all over the club scene. All over, getting drunk, drinking, having fun, looking for fun, falling on pavements. You know, that's how he got his lip, because he fell and never healed. Anyways, he was all over the club scene, everywhere. He was on Facebook, he was on any social media looking for friends. Let's leave it there. And when I met him, I said, you know what? Where are you living? At home? I said, how old are you? He's 100. And who does your laundry? Mama. Who pays for your food? Mama. Who gives you money? Mama. Who buys your car? Mama. And I'm like, mama, mama, mama. And I said, you know what? You're going to move out into a Dharma house, and you're going to stop taking things from your mama, and you're going to respect your papa, and you're going to stop saying, give me, give me. He said, how do I pay my bills? I said, work? Who's going to do my laundry? I don't know. The slave's dead. Not his mother, the slave. Who's going to do my laundry? Who's going to clean up? Who's going to cook? I said, you know what? Welcome to the adult world. And David listened to me. He moved out of Dharma house. It was murder for him. He moved out of his mama's house. Why did I make him move out? Because he loves his mother. How does that relate? I asked him to move out of the Dharma house because he loves his mother. Do you know why? So he grows up, becomes independent, works, makes his own money, does his own laundry, cleans, and takes his mother and father out once a month for a meal, and he pays. And I'm not talking about hawker. That's how he should repay his mother's kindness. Why? What we should give our mother is, mama and papa, if you die, which I don't want, I will be all right. You don't worry about me. That's the greatest love you can give your parents. You'll let them know you'll be all right. And you know how you can be all right? By pushing yourself to be all right while they're alive. To show them that you love them. That's Buddhism. That's how kids practice Buddhism, okay? I don't want kids to go and shave off their hair and look like me and hang out in Kachara House and chant all day. No, you love your parents. That's Buddhism. So you move out, or if you're living with your parents for any good reason, you serve your parents. You wash the dishes. You do the laundry. I did when I was growing up, and I'm a boy. You sweep up, you clean up, and you don't demand and ask, and you check your parents' finances. If they got $50 in the pocket, you don't ask for a gift that's worth $80. Have compassion for your mother and father. That's what we should do. That's what Buddhism is about. So if you're kids and you want to practice Buddhism, that's how you practice Buddhism, by showing love to your beautiful parents. To stop saying, give me. If your parents happen to give you money, grab it. I mean, you didn't ask for it, and then, you know, do something good with it. Make a statue and dedicate it to them. Offer it to some puja and dedicate it to them. That's what you do. So hence, Tsongkhapa represents that. So when I give children Tsongkhapa statues, Manjushri statues, when I give children statues, that's the quality I'm trying to develop in them. Because when we appreciate our parents, you know what happens? We become good people. So David today, he can teach Dharma. I'm not praising him. He's just an example that happens to catch my eye. He can teach Dharma. He lives on his own. He goes back, takes care of his parents. He buys some presents most of the time. And he does his own laundry and even smells okay. He sweeps up. He cleans up. He supports himself. And I told him he cannot take any money from his mother and father. The first time I told him that, he said, "Why?" But he doesn't ask me that anymore. We shouldn't. Hey, if you can only afford $10 because you're lazy and you don't want to work, then that's all you can afford. Why do you need to burden your parents? You see, how do we give back? So when I teach children, just an example of Tsongkhapa prayer, what I'm teaching them is give back to parents. So children who stay with me and learn with Kachara House and graduate from Kachara House, they will be very respectful of their parents and very caring, and they won't mooch and take. And they grow up to be wonderful adults. Is that what we want, good adults? Now. When we do Lama Tsongkhapas, when we have a statue of Lama Tsongkhapa, it's very holy. Lama Tsongkhapa's white complexion, okay, his color scheme. Lama Tsongkhapa's white complexion represents patience. That when people hurt us, disappoint us, lie to us, or make promises and break their promises, we should forgive them and be patient. That's their karma. Be patient. So Lama Tsongkhapa's fair complexion is not because he put on some fair cream. What are you laughing about, Patsy? No, he's fair because the color fair, in this case, represents great patience. Anybody who's patient, that's sincere, we like them. We'll respect them. Lama Tsongkhapa's hands in this gesture, or in this case, in this gesture, represents the teaching of the Dharma, or giving the Dharma. What's giving Dharma? Love, compassion, wisdom that you have developed in you. And in this Lama Tsongkhapa's form, he's holding a tsebum. Tsebum is long life vase. So he's holding a long life vase. The long life vase is filled with Amitabha's nectar. Amitabha's nectar. Filled with the nectar, and it overflows. So when we do the meditation on Lama Tsongkhapa, he's on our head, okay? When he's on our head, we visualize the nectar overflowing and flowing into us and extending our life. It works. If you have any illness, which I hope you don't, if you have anything that you're not well, if you take Lama Tsongkhapa this form as your yidam and meditate, you will heal faster. No doubt. I received the initiation of this Tsongkhapa from my guru, Ajahn Sanji, over 25 years ago in Los Angeles. And Lama Tsongkhapa is wearing robes. The robes is the robes of a monk, just like Shakyamuni. But the robes, in this case, to you, represents commitment. When you wear robes, it means you're a monk, so you hold your monk vows, you keep your monk promise, right? So when he wears robes and you see it, it's a reminder that whatever promises you have made and commitments you have made, secular and religious, to hold the commitments. Don't break it. Because when you break your commitments, you break someone's heart. And no matter how much you avoid it, the broken heart is there. Okay? Then Lama Tsongkhapa is sitting in meditation. He doesn't have cramps. He sits like that all the time. I checked him at night. He's still sitting like that. No cramps. So Lama Tsongkhapa sits like that means what? It doesn't mean you have to sit like that and meditate. Lama Tsongkhapa sitting like that means that you have to apply what you have been taught and you have to practice. If you practice and practice and practice, you will gain the result. So Lama Tsongkhapa sitting like this is how Buddhists of the old, of the past, do meditation, even now. So when you sit like that in full or half or semi, when you're sitting like this, you're doing meditation. Meditation is to control one's mind. So when Lama Tsongkhapa sits like this, his legs are sitting like that, it means he's reminding you, don't just listen to the teachings, apply it and practice. How do you practice? Go home and be nice to your mother today. Go home and be nice to your wife today. Go home and forgive your enemy. Go home and fulfill your promise. Go home and overcome your ego. That's what practice means. And tomorrow you may fail, the next day again. The next day again and again, until it becomes natural. That's what practice means. Practice until perfect. Then Lama Tsongkhapa is wearing a yellow hat of a high lama. The yellow hat of a high lama, to many of you might be thinking, why is Buddha wearing a hat? You know what? It's too hot up. No. He's wearing the yellow hat of a high lama because very high lamas in the monastery are offered this hat to represent their erudite scholarliness, their knowledge, and their high attainments. So the point at the top of Lama Tsongkhapa's hat means he has reached the pinnacle of all study, understanding, and attainments in the world. No one has higher knowledge than him, meaning a Buddha. So his hat is symbolic of representing that he's a Buddha. And he's holding beautiful two lotuses. He's holding a lotus here, and he's holding a lotus here. Here's a stem. You know, when I hold a lotus, it doesn't stay up, it falls down, but his stays up. Maybe it's metal. Oops. Okay, he's holding two lotuses. The right lotus on top, on the lotus bed, is a sword. No, he's not part of some political party that has a sword, no. The sword represents wisdom. It represents that if you're not very bright, if you're a little slow, and you need to increase your memory and intelligence, if you practice Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, your intelligence will become very, very strong. Very quick. Your memory will improve, your understanding will improve, and for everyday life, your decisions will improve because your intelligence will be very quick. Have you ever met a dumb guru, not including Nila? Have you? No. Even in the monasteries, monks who are 80, 90 years old, they may be old, but their mind is super sharp. I've never met a monk that's got dementia. Did you think about that? In the Tibetan monasteries, I've never met a monk with dementia or retarded or something wrong, nothing. Why? But here, every other person, something's wrong. Including me. So when you practice Lama Tsongkhapa, he has a few powerful mantras. One of the mantras you should encourage your kids to do, all right? Mothers and fathers, encourage your kids to do. Don't beat them, don't torture them, don't give them guilt trips. Teach them patiently. When you teach your kids to do mantras, they will Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, they will score better in school. Confirm. I'm not just speaking, okay? Because these mantras move the chi in our body and clears the blockages in our body. And one of the benefits is the mind becomes very clear. So you don't have to have your kids go and get needles and poke themselves, unblock the blockages, you know? Just do Omara Bazanadi. And in the other hand, he's holding the stem of a lotus. The stem of a lotus is holding what? A Dharma text. The Dharma text looks exactly like that. That's why the Tibetan Dharma text looks like that. So Lama Tsongkhapa is holding something like that. Can you guys see it? On the left side. This side. This Dharma text represents knowledge. Those who practice and worship and take Lama Tsongkhapa as the idam, knowledge will come to you faster and quicker. That is his special blessing, his specialty. And
overall,
when you do Lama Tsongkhapa's practice, he is a direct antidote to depression. And that's 80-85% of the people who come to see me and write to me now. They're unhappy. You know, you can give them everything. You can give them money, you can give them help, you can give them love, you can give them food, you can take care of them, you can give them gifts. They're still unhappy. You can go out of your way to give them everything, and they're still unhappy. And that's the chronic problem of our age and time. The chronic problem of our age and time is, no matter how much we have materialistically, we're still very unhappy emotionally. So if you keep looking for external methods to solve an internal problem, you're going the wrong way. You have to look for internal methods to solve internal problems. So when you do Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, you can do the short, medium, long, or very long one. You will see depression start to become less. I didn't say depression goes away immediately because you have to fight your karma, but it will start to become less and better and better. And if you do it seriously, it really does work. I've had very old monks who told me this. I've had my teachers tell me this. I've seen the commentaries and the scriptures that tell me this. So the reason I put Lama Tsongkhapa right in the center of the altar and right in Kichara House, right here in KL, is because I care about everybody who comes to this room. Lama Tsongkhapa being here will bless everybody in this room. He will bless everybody in this region. He will bless everybody in this area. Because his presence is peace, wisdom, and compassion. Who is not soothed by compassion, care, and love? Who is not soothed by wisdom and skillful means and forgiveness? Who is not soothed by that? So if you yourself represent and you are the embodiment of those qualities, of course you will bless everybody here. So every time any of you come here and you make prostrations to the altar, you will get that blessing. Anytime any of you come here and make an offering of a pearl, you will get that blessing. Instead of asking for money for me, buy me, you should buy pearls and offer to Lama Tsongkhapa, dedicate it to your parents, dedicate it to someone that's helped you again and again and again. So whenever you come in this room, you do chanting, you do prayers, your depression will become less. Some of you have this much depression, of course it needs time to become less. If you have this much depression, of course it becomes like that faster. But if your middle name is depression, you need some time. I mean, if we were to make a statue of some of your depressions, we'd need, you know, about 90 or 100 feet. So what you need to do it regularly. Just having a big statue of Tsongkhapa, making beautiful offerings and sitting in front, your depression will go away. Apply the Dharma teachings you are given and recite the mantra and do the yoga. Do the Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa every single day. Kyabji Trijan Doji Chang, the root guru of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He is not a simple Rinpoche. He is the Tong. He is the guru. He is the one the Dalai Lama prostrates to receive teachings from. Every single day, His Holiness Kyabji Trijan Doji woke up in the morning. The first thing he does is Lama Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga in the mantra. Such an erudite Lama. So I put Lama Tsongkhapa here because I care. Because I'm concerned. Because I want you guys to have something very good. And all of you give donations. Roland and his beautiful wife Lynn gave a huge donation to create this altar. So when we give donations toward Lama Tsongkhapa or clean up, someone say, we don't have money. Fine, clean up. Sweep up in front of Lama Tsongkhapa. You will see results. Then you may think, this is for elders. No, I have many kids who does Lama Tsongkhapa retreats. As I was saying earlier, David, I made him do a Lama Tsongkhapa retreat, and he happily did it once a year. 100,000 mantras. Every year he did it. Can you imagine a 21-year-old kid, 22, 23, 24, doing retreats? If you look at beautiful Janae, look at this beautiful young girl, Janae, all that, they're just normal girls, but when you go down inside, they're very spiritual. And when they become 30 and 40 and 50, they're going to be even more beautiful people because they were given Dharma when they were very young. I'm using them as an example because I know them, you know them.